Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. On today's episode, we're diving deep into a very important chapter in your personal sexual story, your first sexual experience. Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's up, my awesome friend? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Matthew Bivens, your balanced lifestyle coach, and this podcast is the place to learn how to have it all and live your abundant, loving life. If you're tired of feeling stuck and you're looking for a path towards more clarity, more confidence, and more purpose, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Brand new episodes drop every single Tuesday. Please go ahead and hit subscribe on whatever app you're using to listen to this show right now. And if you can, if you feel inspired, you can also leave me a rating and a review. I love reading your thoughts and your feedback. And if you want to reach out to me directly, you can do so by emailing me. My email is matthew@matthewbivens.com, or you can go over to Instagram and hit me up. I am @matthew_bivens. Today, we are continuing our mini-series all around sex, and we're going to be diving into one of the most pivotal moments in many people's lives, their first sexual experience. But before we do that, I got a couple of cool website announcements. So I've been doing some tinkering on my site, which is matthewbivens.com, and I've added a few things that I think you're going to dig. The first is that I added the ability to search through my entire website, my entire podcast catalog. So there's a lot of episodes that I've done since the five-ish years of doing this podcast, and until now, I've never had a great way for you to search through the whole catalog, but I've added that to the website now. So go to matthewbivens.com, click episodes, and you'll see all the episodes listed out there, and you'll see a search bar, and you can type in whatever word or phrase you want. Let's say you want to listen to the sex episodes that I've done over the years. Just type sex into the search bar, and you'll see them all pop up right there. So that just makes it so much easier for you to go back through the catalog and find what you're looking for. I've also added a way for you to leave me voicemails, which is something that we've been doing over on Instagram. I love that little feature on Instagram where you can leave me like a minute long voice note. So I've added something similar to my website. And again, it's just a cool way for us to connect and interact. I've been doing that with you all for many, many years. And now you have the ability to do it through my website. And lastly, if you haven't already, sign up for my newsletter list. I send out emails pretty much whenever I have something cool to announce. And it's coming in the next couple of months, I'm going to be announcing the relaunch of my Having It All Blueprint course. So you want to be on the list so that you can be aware as to when that comes out and some of the details. And I'm going to be doing something cool and different with this one. So I think y'all dig it. So again, all of that is on my website, matthewbivens.com. All right. So I want to start off our conversation today with some listener love. And this really goes in alignment with what we've been talking about in this mini series all about sex. So I'm going to read this note that I received from one of you recently. And yeah, the note comes from Trey. And so Trey said, "I want to thank you so much. Your sexual confidence and performance episode was one of the most honest, life-changing discussions I've ever listened to in my life. It was much needed and made me feel so much more comfortable with what I'm going through. Thank you so much, man." So Trey, thank you. I really appreciate you listening to the show, supporting what we got going on. And I think it's pretty badass that you listened to a topic that was related to something that you were really struggling with or feeling stuck in right now. And, you know, a lot of times we don't want to face those things, you know? And so just to have the courage to press play, knowing that whatever you're going through, you're going to have to face it in some way, that to me is incredible. So Trey, I appreciate you for your boldness, and I appreciate that you reached out. And, you know, I believe that those types of conversations around sex are so needed. And again, that's why I'm doing this mini series right now. And they're needed for both men and women. You know, I, of course, I'm a man, so I come from a man's perspective, and I like to share the things that I've gone through and I've struggled with. And, you know, I really work on being very transparent and honest and vulnerable because I know that you all can relate. And whether you're a man or a woman, I know that you can relate to these feelings of, you know, whether it's insecurity or embarrassment or shame, whatever it is. And so that's why I share it. That's why I just put it out there like that. Hey, friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical. Yet, I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So, I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And, you know, I want you to know that those fears that you have, those expectations you have around sex, those insecurities you have, those feelings of shame or embarrassment, they're not going to go away if you simply ignore them. They don't. You've got to actually look at it and face it. And I want to read a quote to you from a man named James Baldwin. He's a writer, a playwright, and an activist. And you'll see why this quote is relevant. James Baldwin said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." And, you know, that those words are so true in so many aspects of life. They're true, you know, when we're talking about things in society and things in the world in general, but they're also true within ourselves, right? Nothing can be changed until it's faced. So those things that you're struggling with when it comes to sex and sexuality and sexual identity and all those different things, if you just keep pushing them down, if you just keep trying to bury them or ignore them or say that they aren't important, nothing's going to change, right? And so facing your sexual past can absolutely help you to create a more empowering, uplifting, loving sexual future. So that, again, is why I'm doing these episodes right now. So Trey, thank you so much for your message. You know, receiving your message was just a little nod that, yep, these conversations are worth having, and I'm going to continue to have them. So with that, I want to get into this episode. And again, I just want to give a little context of anybody who's just jumping in right now. I just started this little mini series around sex. This is the second episode in the series. And the reason why I'm talking about this, I just talked about it a little bit a minute ago, but the reason why I'm going into it in the way that I'm doing it is because, you know, you have a personal sexual story, and the way that you relate to that sexual story plays a major part in your overall health and well-being. And you may not have connected those two things. You may not have said, well, you know, the way that I relate to sex and the way that I experience myself in sex, that doesn't really have to do with my health. But I'm telling you, yes, it absolutely does. Because health is all-encompassing. And when I say health on this podcast, I'm talking about physical health, mental health, emotional, social, spiritual, and sexual. Like, they're all spokes on this wheel that comprise your well-being. And so when you engage in sex, and when you're thinking about sex, and when, you know, you're activating that part of your life, like, that absolutely can impact the physical, the mental, the emotional, the social, the spiritual. All of those things are part of that sexual experience. Or at least all of those things get touched by that sexual experience. And so in this series, we are peeling back those layers. We're just going to go layer after layer, keep peeling it back to really get to the heart of your personal sexual story. I want to help you understand that story. I want to help you understand how the story up until this point was written and why it was written the way that you wrote it, so that you can write the story that you truly want going forward. Now, last week, we talked about your earliest memories of sex, like when you were first introduced to the ideas of sex, how that happened, circumstances around it, and the lasting impressions that it had. And we also talked about when you first realized that you yourself had a sexual body, like when you first realized that certain sensations or touches, like, they actually felt good, like there was pleasure. So that's what we got into last week. And if you haven't listened to it yet, then please go check it out. Like, this conversation builds off of last week's conversation. So the episode from last week is called Let's Talk About Sex, Understanding Your Personal Sexual Story. So today, we're going to be peeling back the layers on another very impactful moment in your sexual journey, and that's your first sexual experience. So this is, you know, the first sexual experience that you've had, or if that doesn't apply to you, then your first kiss or your first significant sexual or physical experience that you've had in your life. That's what we're referring to right now. And I want to kick off this conversation with another quote. I want to read a passage actually from an article. So this article comes from Psychology Today, and the article is titled, Can Your Sexual Debut Predict Your Future? And the passage I want to read starts off by saying, sex is quite literally a major existential concern, and thus tends to resonate deep and wide in our consciousness. Sex, like money, is never just what it is in itself, but serves as a medium through which we experience and manifest, often indirectly and unconsciously, a lot of other things. Sexual behavior is a form of self-expression through which we figure out and experience our deep values, priorities, fears, and desires. I'm going to read that part again. Sexual behavior is a form of self-expression through which we figure out and experience our deep values, priorities, fears, and desires. Now, if you've listened to this podcast for any significant length of time, you know how much I've talked about values, priorities, fears, and desires. So all those things that we talk about in the past and how I've shared how important those things are to look at, to have understanding around, all of that shows up in sex. It does. All of that shows up in the way you relate to sex and your thoughts around sex, in the sexual activities that you choose to engage in or not choose to engage in. It's all there. I'm going to continue this passage. It says, in this way, our sexual conduct reflects us to ourselves like a mirror. In addition, sexual contact, being contact, is also a social act. It places us in and represents us to the world. Because even if the act itself is private, in the end, everyone is likely to know about it, even if they keep it a secret. That knowledge will affect our position in the social world. Our sexual debut, science speak for first intercourse, is a significant marker of both our self and our social identities. So again, I'm building this case around why we're taking the time to look at this experience, that first sexual experience. You know, because sometimes, not always, but sometimes we carry the impact of that first sexual experience with us throughout our entire lives. And if that first experience was wanted and it was enjoyable, then it can set you up to believe certain things about sex, certain things about yourself, certain things about other people. And if that experience was unwanted or it was unpleasant, then that too is going to leave you with certain ideas, certain beliefs, and just concepts around sex that absolutely color and impact the experiences that you have afterwards for many, many, many years to come. Particularly if you don't take the time to look at them, examine them, and re-script the meaning that you get from it. So remember, the goal of these conversations is that I want you to face whatever it is that you've got in your sexual closet. I want you to face it. I want you to come to terms with it. And I want you to be able to derive meaning from it that actually empowers you. And then from there, to use that to change your relationship towards sex and ultimately towards yourself for the better. That's the goal of this entire series we're doing right now. So just like our last conversation, I'm going to be asking you some questions, and I invite you to just reflect on them. Right? Reflect on them, write them down, journal about what comes up for you, meditate on it. This is meant to be a very introspective process and experience. Because again, I don't want you to just peek at this stuff real quick. Oh, let me peek at it. Nope. I want you to really dig into it and pull back these layers. So, you know, if you're driving right now or if you're doing something where you don't have the opportunity to hit pause and to journal things down and reflect, that's all right, but circle back to this conversation, because all of the things you've experienced have gone into your personal sexual story. And if today you aren't experiencing relationships the way that you want to, you aren't experiencing sex the way that you would like to, you aren't experiencing your own sense of self-worth, self-esteem, confidence, security in who you are as an individual the way that you would like to, then I can almost guarantee there's some roots back to these formative sexual experiences. And I can almost guarantee that there's things within your sexual past that if you were to look at them and allow them to come up and really work on healing them, then you would have a different experience of yourself going forward. All right, so here are the questions I want you to think about. First, what label would you give your first sexual experience? What label would you put on it? And if you had to describe it in two words, how would you describe that experience? The next question is, how did you feel about your first sexual experience at the time? Right? If it was something that you were planning it and you were anticipating it, how did you feel about that leading up to the act? How did you feel during the act itself? When it was going on, can you remember how that felt? Can you remember some of the thoughts and the things that were going through your mind? And then afterwards, in the minutes, hours, and days afterwards, how did you feel about that experience? Now, fast forward to today, and when you reflect back on it, when you think back on it, how do you feel about it now? What comes up for you? What feelings? Are they, you know, light feelings? Are they happy feelings? Are they pleasant or are they otherwise? Next question is, who was the person that you had this experience with? And back then, how did you feel about them? You know, were they a significant person in your life? How did you feel about that individual before the experience happened? How did you feel about that individual after the experience happened? And today, when you reflect on it, what thoughts and feelings come up towards that individual? Next set of questions is, what was the experience like for you physically? Like, actually, what did it feel like? How did it feel for you physically? A lot of things, when we experience them physically, they can get paired with an emotion, right? And so I want you to really just kind of put yourself back in that space and think, how did this feel physically? Next set of questions is, what did your first sexual experience teach you? It certainly taught you something. So what takeaways did the experience leave you with? You know, for instance, after the first experience, did you walk away believing something specific about yourself? Or maybe you walked away believing something about other people. Like, what did you get out of that first experience? Because again, that takeaway that you had from it, there's a great chance that you watered it and you nurtured that belief for a long time. And you might still be holding on to that belief. Again, whether it's one that serves you or doesn't, one that uplifts you or doesn't, there's something from that first sexual experience. There's probably a number of things that you took away as facts and certainties about life, about yourself, about people. So what was it?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the last question is, what have you made all of this mean about you, about the nature of people? And how has that meaning that you've taken out of this experience, how has it factored into the way that you relate to sex today? You know, for example, after your first experience, you might have been walking away saying, well, you know, men only want one thing. And that idea maybe got locked in your brain. And so as you moved forward in life, in relationships, whether they were platonic, romantic, you had that belief, men are only wanting one thing. And so that belief got watered. Or perhaps you got this belief in your mind that, you know, women don't really desire you. I'm undesirable. I'm unlovable. And maybe that belief got watered. Or maybe you got some ideas around sex that were on the other side of the spectrum. Maybe you were like, wow, I really love this experience. Like, this feels incredible, and I love this version of expressing myself. And so maybe that impacted how you moved forward, seeking out more of those experiences. There's meaning. One of the things that we do as humans is we are so good at creating meaning out of things. We are meaning-making machines. And so your first sexual experience wasn't just some act that happened, something that happened. No, you've created a lot of meaning around it. And you've taken a lot of things from it that, again, I love this phrase. You know, I have a garden in my backyard. So when I think of watering the garden, you know, what happens when you water something in a garden? It grows, and it continues to grow and grow and grow. So a lot of these ideas that you have about yourself, about other people, about sex, you know, you took from that first experience and you just watered them, and they grew and grew and grew. So I was 17 when I first had my first sexual experience. And I'm 34 now. So for 17 years, that's how much time I've had to water the different things that I took away from that experience. Imagine doing that for yourself. If it's one month, 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, continuing to reinforce these certain ideas and certain beliefs until they become like hard truths for you. So take the time to reflect on the questions and just see what comes up. That's it. Do your best to not judge it. Do your best to not judge the experience itself or judge yourself from the experience. You know, because that judgment, it just carries energy with it. That's not going to help you to create this different relationship towards sex. It really isn't. And so instead, see if you can view this experience from a distance. Like just view it as if it was another person, perhaps. And understand how it played out the way that it did. See if you can assess it and come to understand it. Try to see where your voice and your values and your desires and your wants all came together to co-create that first sexual experience. And then, because we're meaning-making machines, see what empowering lessons you can take away from it. That is a way to put the power back in your hands, particularly if you had an unfavorable first sexual experience and you feel that, you know, you just have to live with it for the rest of your life. And you feel that you were, you know, taken advantage of, that you were victimized, that you were powerless. There is a way for you to view that experience in a different light. There is a way for you to view that experience, to extract something from it that actually helps you to feel uplifted rather than put down. And so part of this exercise is doing just that, reflecting back on that first sexual experience, whatever it was, and seeing now with a different perspective, with a different context, what is it about that experience that you can take away, that you can learn from? What did the experience teach you? And those lessons themselves, I want you to look at those lessons and ask yourself, are these lessons something that is really helping me to have it all and live my abundant, loving life? Because if one of your lessons is, for example, people can't be trusted, that right there is not going to help you to live an abundant, loving life. So I really want you to pull that magnifying glass out, you know? And this isn't easy work to do, particularly because that first experience has so many emotions attached to it. And so I understand that what I'm asking you to do can be challenging. But it's because it's so worth it to be able to look at this experience in a different light, to pull meaning from it that really does help you to create your abundant loving life so that you can start writing your new personal sexual story in a different way. Because if that first experience has shaped all the other experiences after it, and if all the other experiences after it haven't necessarily been what you've wanted, your relationships haven't gone the way you've wanted them to, your feelings about yourself and your confidence and your self-worth hasn't been where you wanted it to be, well, if you don't really work on looking at that first experience and those early formidable experiences and to create new meaning around them, it's going to be very difficult for you to begin to have the new experiences that you want in a different way. It's tough to do because, again, your thoughts and your beliefs and your ideas, they've been watered for a long time. So we need to stop watering the thoughts and beliefs and ideas that do not help us to have it all. And we need to adopt some new ideas, some new beliefs, some new thoughts around ourselves, around others, around life as it relates to sex. New ideas that when you water them, it does help you to be the person you would like to be inside and out. It does help you to have and create the relationships that you really want to create and have in your life. So that's going to do it for our conversation today. I appreciate you listening. If you have some questions, if you have comments, if you have feedback and you want to reach out to me, please do so. You can go to my website again, MatthewBivens.com, and you can leave me a little voicemail there, or you can shoot me an email, Matthew@MatthewBivens.com, or finally, you can hop on over to Instagram. I'm @Matthew_Bivens, and you can connect with me that way. Next week, our sex conversations are going to continue to roll on, and we're just going to keep peeling back these layers. That's what we're going to do. So thank you again for being so bold, so willing to have these tough conversations, you know, and sometimes they're messy and it doesn't feel great. It feels a little scary and uncomfortable, but it is so worth it. Trust me, it is so worth it because you are worth it. Yes. So I appreciate you. I love you. My name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all. Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.